Hi, sweetheart. You saved my life today. Last night, you'll get a letter from me. Very soon, it went out today. And it's been a couple of very difficult days for me for some reason. And today in the mail, I got a tape, I got a beautiful card, and I got a wonderful letter. And you saved my life, I'm telling you, you did. And right now, I just finished listening to your tape for the second time. I don't even know what to say to you. Actually, I only have about 10 minutes to talk to you because I have to go to work in about a half an hour, and I need to look relatively presentable in order to go. So I really only have about 10 minutes to talk to you, but I just had to talk to you right now. Oh, I love you more than I knew that there could be. I mean, more than I used to think about what I thought it was like when I would see people, you know, like you said, you see people in the park together, and I would see people who I would say, oh, they're so in love, oh, that's so beautiful, and I would think about what it must be like. But I never dreamed it would feel like this. I mean, I cried through your whole tape, and then I would laugh, and then I would cry, and then I would just kind of sit here, and I'm like 3 inches away from the tape player, just trying to get as close to it as I can. Oh, well, first of all, I guess you'll notice that this is a different tape. It's a 60-minute tape this time. We're not fooling around anymore, boy. 60-minute tape. If that's not long enough for us. Although we do have the ability to talk on the phone for quite a bit longer than that. But I'm going to be terrible. I'm sorry, but I am not sending you back your tape ever in the whole world. I am not. I've got to keep it just for a while anyway, so that I'm never without your voice that I can instantly plug in. But I'm going to make allowances for this. And I'm going to send you, as you'll notice also, another tape, a 30-minute tape that's going to be just for you, and you can keep it if you want to. I mean, you can send it back if you want to, too. If you do, I'll cry, but that one can be for you, so you never have to be, you know, so there's not the lapse in time where it's in the mail. How I hate the mail. I love the mail, but I hate the mail. It takes too long. But I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and every day looking at the mail going, oh, please, today, please, let there be something in the mail today. And there wasn't for so many days, and I was getting so upset. And then today, all right, 3 in 1 day, it was so great. I actually contemplated not opening a couple of them just so that I would have some to fall back on. But, of course, I couldn't do it. It's like Christmas, you know, no way. But I just happen to think this is kind of an old tape. It was from college. I had to do some assignments on it. And I don't know how well it functions, so I guess I should stop and make sure that this is working. I'll be back in just a second. I love you. It works fine. I'm also noticing that I don't talk on a tape player very well. I talk too close to the mic or something, so I'm going to try and adjust that so I don't break your eardrums off with all of my S's and T's and hard consonants and things. But, hey, who cares, right? I mean, come on. Oh, what can I say to you in 5 minutes to tell you everything I want to tell you right now that's in my heart? Oh, I don't want to go to work right now because I don't want to lose this feeling. I know I can just put your tape back in, but something about hearing it for the first time and reacting and having it right here, I mean, oh, I feel so good right now, knowing how much you love me, listening to your words and listening not just to your words. I guess that's why this is so great. I really like this tape idea, because hearing the sound and the way that you say it, you know, pens can't show you that. And as much as I love your handwriting, I think you have wonderful handwriting, and I love the way you circle words and you underline words, and some words you capitalize them, and I try and do that too, but you just can't. And I get so frustrated with that sometimes. I'll be writing along and I'll say, but I've got to show them how much this one word means. So I'll underline it and I'll look at it and go, oh gosh, that didn't do it. So I'll underline it again and I'll go, no, that's not enough. That just can't show what I mean. But I listen to your tape and you don't just say, I love you. You tell me you love me, and oh, Roger. I hope you can hear, I know you can hear in my voice what's in my heart, because there's so much here. Oh, that's all I can say. I'm losing it here. I'm sorry, I'm over the edge. I love you more than anybody should be allowed. It just doesn't. I think I've gone to a new place. And I know it's not heaven, because I know what that means too, you know. I mean, I have to deserve that a little bit more, I guess, but I don't know what I did to deserve this. I've gone somewhere that only you could take me. And I don't know where it is, but I don't ever want to leave. I want to leave here, this place physically. I want to leave here real badly, because I want to be with you. But you knew that. But I never want to leave the place I feel right now in my heart. Oh. I don't think there's a word for this place. I'll think about it. I'll try and think of one while I'm at work tonight. I guess that'll be my job, while I'm watching the Red Sox win the World Series and thinking of you. Besides the fact that I think of you always, but so that I have a couple of things to work on tonight. Oh. I'll be with you tonight. I am so with you right now. I am there. I am so with you. And you are here. Yeah, there is a place within our souls, within everyone's souls, where they can meet. Because, okay, let's get deep here for a minute. Because, let's face it, God knew what he was doing. And he said, there are going to be a lot of times when humans are hit by circumstances. And I'm sorry, gang, I mean, I've done the best for you that I can without letting you think without giving you too much so that you can't think. And one of the little stumpers I've given you is called circumstances, and called geographical limitations, and called physical limitations. But I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a place inside where you can hold one another and know that you're there. And you're here. And I feel you. And my heart is going nuts right now. I just love you so much. And, oh, darn it, I have to stop. I have to stop. I don't want to, and I know you know that. But I have to. But I will talk to you again tonight, because I have lots of time left on this little handy-dandy tape, and I have another one to make. So, until then, I am with you, and you are with me. And I love you. You. Roger, my love. My angel. I love you. Back. This is going to be real strange for you because it is now later chronologically than the next part of this tape. Okay? Let's try and get this straight. What happened was I came back on after I said goodbye and said I was going to go to work and all that. I came back on and I recorded this the rest of this side and the next whole side. And I thought, good grief, I didn't realize I talked that long. Well, I don't know what happened, but the whole center section of this tape did not record. So I'm going to make a vain attempt to fill in this space and somehow make it logical enough so that you understand what comes up after this point. Do you get all of this? Yeah, I bet, sure. Right. Anyway, well, I better stop this and make sure that it's not something with the tape. I'll be right back. Well, I guess it's nothing with the tape. I sure don't know what it was. It was real weird. It was just gone. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of a sentence, my voice came in. It was real weird. Anyway, basically, it's too bad, too, because, boy, I was in quite a mood when I got home tonight, let me tell you. I'm in a great mood now, and when you finish listening to this tape, you'll know why. I got back from work, and, boy, howdy, I was depressed. Maybe it's good that you could not hear this part of the tape. I was real depressed. I worked from 5 o'clock till 12:30 and made less than $20 in tips. I don't know if you've ever waited tables, but that is not even worth going in. I mean, and I sold over $300 gross in sales, which is a lot of drinks. And I'm not real pleased. I mean, the mood comes swinging back up again when I think about it, because I was real, real upset about it. I just am so frustrated with trying so hard to pull myself out of debt and really making a concentrated effort to try and make some money. And everything that I do seems to not be working. I mean, I'm not getting the clients I need in design, and I can't seem to make any money doing that right now. I mean, I think I could in the long run. I think I could be very good at it, but right now it's awful. I can't make any money at the restaurant because, oh gee, once again, the restaurant's new. It doesn't have the clientele. so I don't make any money. And tonight I work so hard to, I don't know if this is going to be on the next part of the tape. I'm not sure what's on the, I'm really confused about this tape now, but I tried really hard to give good service, and I know I did. And I just didn't get anything. And I'm just really frustrated about that. So that was on this part. And I don't even remember what else. I mostly was just really upset, and I just wanted to share that with you and tell you how happy I am that I can talk to you about it, even though I know that there's a time lapse. It helps so much. And it helps so much to be able to think to myself, well, there will be a time when I can have awful days like these, and you're going to say, and you're gonna be there for me, and you're going to have awful days like this, and I'll be there for you, and we can say, gosh, I'm really sorry, you know, and that it makes such a difference just knowing that you care. And I have no idea where the tape is at right now, so once again, I'm going to stop it so I can try and put all this together. I'm sorry, this is crazy. I'll be right back. Hi. Well, I've decided that there is no way that I'm going to be able to make this all match up perfectly, so what I'm going to do is just talk to you for a little while longer, and if there is a gap, I guess just fast forward it until you hear me again, because it kind of jumps in mid-sentence, and then it's kind of relatively clear because I went back and I listened to it, and it is relatively clear, you know, what's going on. So if you hear a gap, just kind of fast forward through it until you hear me again, and then start listening again. Okay? Okay. All right. We got it down now. I should tell you that I won't tell you that I have created my own personal Roger Corner. It's not as great as the one you have, because you lucky devil have pictures. But I'm going to get some soon, and I can't wait. I cannot wait. But mine has all of these wonderful cards, each of which is so very different, and I love them so much. So I look at them, and each one kind of is a different part of you. Like the one that is the little boy that is dreaming out the window and has the quill in front of him, and I know it's you. I mean, you're concentrating so hard and looking out the window thinking, oh, how can I write this letter? How can I say the words I want to say? And I love the colors in it. It's a beautiful card. And then I have the Fairy Queen, which you know I adore. I adore. I wish. Oh, I've always wanted. I wish I could go back to that time. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with the medieval and the Renaissance. But I tell you, Camelot was a dream come true for me. I mean, that's the clothing, the not quite that barbaric, of course. I mean, I am proud of the fact that people have progressed past that, but at the same time, the chivalry, the belief, the blind belief in good and evil and truth, and just so many redeeming things about being naive, which they were. I don't know. I love that period. I'm fascinated with it. I love it. Castles and, oh, it's all so beautiful. And then there's the card. Well, of course, there's the postcard that you sent. The
I love the little Mary Cat sitting on the wicker chair. And then there's the one that is kind of more modern. You were in a different mood the day you sent that. That's obvious. It's the beach chair by the sea and the flowers and the beautiful colors and kind of shows the another side of you, which now I've seen a little more of. And he's pretty swell too. And then there's the one that I got today that I love. It's beautiful. It's so simple, but it's so full. Lace curtains. I love lace curtains. I guess you better know that right now. I hope you love them too. If not, I hope you'll at least put up with them, because I plan on having several. Oh, and the colors in it and the simplicity. It's a beautiful card. And then I think my favorite is the little note that you had in the tape. And it's just on a piece of note paper. I mean, it's no big deal, but I have it folded down so that all you see is the much comma, much love, dash, as ever, Roger. I like that a lot. And they're all sitting on top of my little tape player, which really isn't so very little. It's not like a Ghetto Blaster box or anything. It's a clock radio recorder, so it's pretty good sized. And they all sit on top of that. And they look very happy there. But they would look happier if they were next to the cards that I sent you. Or maybe all together. Or maybe, I don't know. Heck, we'll make a collage. All of the letters and cards and notes and flowers and pictures. Hang on just a minute. I'll keep my thought. I'm back. My sweetheart, you have become so much a part of me that you are. You are my life. You know what I mean? It's like I can't imagine the emptiness that I would feel without you. I can't fathom. Oh, I can't even. Oh, the thought of trying to endure that emptiness. Oh, that hurts. You cannot and should not make up my life or my happiness. But let us just say that you complete it. I had a life, a wonderful life, before I met you. I was happy at many different times. I also was sad, but I had certainly had the ability to be happy. and thought I really knew what happiness was. But you, I told you before, I've just gone somewhere. You've taken happiness to another level. And my life to another level. And in that way, you are my life. Not my breathing and my existence. There we go. That's it. Not my existence. Surely not. Oh. But life would be so much less than what I now know it could be. And can be. And oh, if these higher powers and to be honest, I think must be I think it must be a very benevolent, incredibly kind higher power that's giving this to us and saying, here, you don't have to just live. Can love, and that's to live in love is so much more. And you and I, Roger Silly, you and I have been given that. Oh my, I will never know how or why we were chosen to be given this incredible gift. How and why we were given the eyes to see through all of the first layers, you know. If you think about it, we never really had to deal with those, right? I mean, I looked across in the firelight, and sure, I knew who you were, and we had worked in a show and all that, but nobody had to say to me, oh, Melissa, Roger really likes you. Oh, you guys should go out. We never had to go on silly little superficial dates and try vainly to impress one another. And we never had to do that because for some wonderful, incredible reason, we didn't need it. We looked at one another and said, wait a minute, hold everything. And I mean hold everything. I think my life just changed. Oh. I'm remembering, and that's what it was. That's what it was like. I remember looking over at you. Oh, Roger, I wish you were here right now. I'm making an incredible discovery because I am remembering
remembering your eyes. And I'm remembering my heart and my mind. And I'm remembering thinking. I remember thinking, just going, okay, you don't have to be afraid with him. Okay. It was like the Red Sea parted or something. I mean, I knew it. I just knew it. I knew it looking at your eyes. And you just said to me, hello, I am for you whatever you want me to be. What more could anyone ever ask for to fall in love with? I am for you whatever we can find. Oh, I'm so, wow, what is it with me? I'm so emotional. Oh, another thing I'm sure you'll figure out. I think I am a definitely moody person. Maybe I'm not, but I know that I have definite mood swings, and this is kind of, I know this sounds silly, but I'm serious, especially at certain times of the month. I'm serious. I get real emotional. Maybe that's what's going on with me, other than the fact that I'm discovering with every word and every memory and every thought that I am so hopelessly and desperately in love with you. Oh. There are things when you're here. There are so many things I want to talk to you about. I don't want to talk about on a tape. Things I don't know. I mean, they're all very spontaneous, of course, but I just want to start so much. I want to be yours. And I want to walk into a restaurant or something and say to you, I get out of rehearsal at 10 o'clock. You want to meet me at Cheers? Will you be out of class? Yeah, I'll be out of class probably, I don't know, maybe 9:30. And then, no, I'll probably be out of class about 8, and then I gotta go work in the shop for a while or something, but yeah, let's meet at Cheers about 10:30, and then as rehearsals usually go, I'd probably be a little late, and you would already be there, and I would walk into the restaurant or the bar or whatever it is, I don't know, and I would see you. And I would feel people looking at me. And I would get such joy
God, I'm knowing you are there waiting for me. And I would get such joy out of knowing that you're sitting there thinking, she's coming over here. She's mine. Not mine, possessively. Although I know you're possessive, I know that I am not your possession, nor are you mine, but I am yours as completely and as totally and in every way, shape, and form that a person can give oneself to another. In that way, I am yours. And we can smile as we cross the bar, or if you sit there and I cross the bar. Because we know that. That would be wonderful. I would like that a lot. And to walk down the street, just hold your hand. Just stand in the movie line with my hand on your shoulder, or ride on the T and be sitting next to you. Feel you close to me. Or if I'm alone, to know that you're 15 minutes away, to know that I have a key that unlocks the same door that yours unlocks, and that when I walk in the door that I'm the one who you'll be waiting for, or to sit at home and do fun things like like bake something special or oh, all sorts of things I love to do that you'll just have to wait and find out about. But to have a special thing ready for you to walk through the door and to just be so happy when that door opens. Like when you were at the store and I was waiting for you. That was great. That was really great. And I was just kind of walking around and feeling really comfortable. And going, yeah, this is great, yeah, this is great. And then you walk through the door, and I said, hi, sweetheart. That was great. And that, if that is day-to-day routine, if that is what people get bored with, I feel sorry for them. Because those simple things those simple looks, those simple touches, those smiles across rooms when they can't be together at that moment, like at the dinner, you know, or a wink, or just saying I love you, even though I can't hear you. I can tell that's what you're saying. Oh, that's not routine. That's life. Boy, that's great.
I'm dreaming again. Oh, reality. Reality is. I'm very much in love with a very, very wonderful, sensitive, caring, loving, intelligent, ambitious, wonderful man who loves me. He loves me. And I feel blessed. And I feel so blessed that I know. I don't know why I get so upset, because I know it's going to work. I know it is. It has to. I mean, there's no way. There is no way that we would be chosen to receive these gifts just so that they could be yanked out from under us. It's not going to happen. I have to tell you something. Don't flip out on me or anything. I'm definitely emotional tonight. Can you tell? No, not at all, Melissa. You sound perfectly stable to me. I hope you can understand me. I mean, not understand my meanings. I know you're very good at that. But understand my words. I seem to be... Well, I'm getting kind of hard to understand sometimes, but... I have to tell you something I dreamed. You're gonna die. Do you remember what you told me the other night on the phone about seeing that woman and her husband and how you dreamed all the way home? You gotta cut this out. You gotta stop stealing my dreams, Raj. I saw me. Oh, I'm crying again. I saw me. It was all so fast. First I saw me sitting in a chair in a room. An older room. I don't know where it is yet. Maybe we'll find that out as time goes on, but it was a beautiful room, and I was sitting in a very comfortable chair, and I was waiting for you to come home, and you came home, and I got up the way I probably always would, and I said, "Hi. How was your day?" And you said, "Oh, it was fine, it was good." And you gave me a big hug, and you gave me a kiss, and I got a big smile on my face, and you said, "What?" And I said, "Oh, nothing really." And you said, "What?" And I said, "Well, I have kind of a surprise for you." And you said, "What?" And I remember I held you really close. And I said, "Do you feel another heart?" And you said, "What?" And I said, "Do you feel another heart beating?" And you said, "Well, I feel yours and mine." And I said, "Well, now there's three." And you started crying. And then it just zoomed, and then I remember